This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind for another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains? Phone us up at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You can text Todd. He's back behind the microphones in the mothership, 550 K-Fire. That'd be him. Text him up, 701-226-0550. 8503, 701-226-8503. All right? There you go. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Piper's, one of the top five land auction companies in America. And if you want a catalog so you don't miss out on the next great deal, tell you what, folks, simple as a phone call to Piper's at 877-700-4099. You can also go to Pipers.com and get a list of the auctions and real estate, the land management options as well. That facility in Steele, North Dakota, coming up nicely. We're going to be out there for a grand opening coming up soon. Looking forward to that. See, there's a retirement auction with some really nice John Deere equipment. Oh, my gosh. I tell you what. I'm taking a little stroll through this, and that is taking place today at Regent, North Dakota. 1 o'clock this afternoon. And that's a mile east of Highway 21-22 intersection along the south side of Highway 21. Pipers will be out there. So check that out. And as I say, a 2014 John Deere S680 Combine, premium package. Long unloading auger on that baby. And they got some 2012s, Combine, couple headers. There's a Case IH pull-type swather. There's a, you know, check it out. That one's today, so you got to go to Pipers.com to check it out or just head on out there. And more as well if you want their catalog and take a look at that. Clay County next week, some land auction out there, 101 acres. That'll be happening. Some developments south of Moorhead on Tuesday the 25th next week. Both of those are next week. Wishick on the 26th, about 230 acres in McIntosh County. So Pipers.com or call for the catalog, 877-700-4099. All right, we have the debate highlights from last night, in case you missed the debate, and just some of our highlights. Welcome to your comments. Who won? Who lost? What do you think? What difference does it make? No pun intended. 19 days till the election. We also have day 71 of the lawlessness that is the Dakota Access Pipeline. I have to tell you a little anecdotal thing here. I don't know whether it's indicative of anything or not, but I was, you know, we hosted the debate at the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck yesterday for the House candidates. And later in the day, mid-afternoon, I'm heading back, you know, to the east along 94. I pull into Tower City, the travel plaza there, as I often do. And I see a bevy of vehicles. One looked like the Partridge Family bus with a VW bus on top of that. I kid you not. I mean, you can't even make this up.
It was scary, didn't it?
You see that thing? Yeah. Oh. And, you know, like, you know, four or five people came out of it, several dogs. I don't know, you know.
I thought maybe somebody was playing with Photoshop just a little too much, but then you look at it and it's like, no, that's what it is.
And another vehicle with Wisconsin plates that I saw, I posted this on Facebook, had the hashtag no dapple in the back window and a bunch of, you know, odd bumper stickers, one of which suggested we hike up more. So, you know, I'm pro-hiking, so I didn't have any problem with that. But, you know, I don't know what it is with these kind of, you know, environmental green extremists, you know, types. They have always have a lot of bumper stickers. I don't, you know, I have bumper stickers. I've got, you know, a couple on mine. I got the, you know, my daughter's in volleyball, so I got that up there. I got one from the UND for the National Championship Hockey. I've got a Trump one on right now. I've got Choose Life. But, you know, I don't have 50. And I don't have a, you know, a hashtag with the soap written in the back of my thing. Anyway, that was headed west to east. And then there were several vehicles with Vermont plates that looked to be the shall we say, protester type. That also were heading out. So maybe, I don't know, maybe things
that shouldn't surprise you.
winding down. Maybe they're starting to realize, you know, that with the news that did become official. We mentioned it on the show yesterday, but confirmed it right after the show that the Standing Rock Tribal Council did vote 8-5 to move the encampment off the property that it is at right now illegally. Illegally, why this has been a lawless protest from the beginning, because in addition to the things where they come out of the camp and trespass and vandalize and try to incite riots and do the things they've done that 140 some odd people have been arrested for now, they have actually, even when they're in the camp, acting illegally because it's not legal to be there. Now, the cars look the other way, so they've gotten by with it, but kudos to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Tribal Council for saying, hey, we can't do this. And so moving it to tribal property in and around Cannonball to evidently fortify for winter for some, and I would hope tell the lawless ones to go. Now, while we're having success with tribal leaders, I hope they, too, like us, are concerned about the kids that are in these camps and look at, say, hey, if you got kids that are, winter's coming up, well, you know, look, if you're not from here, maybe it's time for you to go somewhere else. I've been mentioning 140 arrests. And according to Martin County Sheriff, six of the rioters that were arrested had a history of violence, including arrests for domestic violence and child abuse. Does that concern anybody? Those are the folks that are in these camps? Are tribal leaders worried about this like we are? They should be. Are any of these out-of-state protesters registered sex offenders? Can we dial that into a database? I want to know, because I think we can agree on one thing. Protect the kids, please. Protect the kids. That can't be too much to ask. So a few more tidbits of what we know you have now as well on the program. All right, let's get to it here. 800-228-0550. I want to play some of the comments that came in the first hour. We had full phones the entire hour, so not everybody got in. And I have a few lines open now if you want to call back at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's one of the comments from one of our finalists.
Yeah, you know that Chris Wallace and, well, what you call Fox Radio, Fox News, that was all set up so Hillary could appeal to all the women.
I don't think it worked, did it? Let's hear from the ladies. Did Hillary appeal to you last night? What? How did Hillary appeal to women last night? How did Chris Wallace help her there? On the Supreme Court thing and her defense of partial birth abortion? I don't know.
Had to have been what he's referring to.
I don't know what else, but 800-228-0550, if you can tell me, here's another.
Hi, Scott. I'd say Trump really got under Hillary's skin. I thought she sounded angry through most of the debate.
She did look to be rattled on several occasions. Even at one point, sort of, you know, kind of stumbling around with her answers, and just a look in her eye was, you know, sort of dazed, I thought. So, and credit Trump with that, because he was pretty good on key issues, no doubt about it. She got her talking points in. She got what she wanted to say, but I don't disagree. Here's another.
Hey, Scott, one thing I wish Donald would have done last night for his closing comment would have been very, very simple. He could have said, Hillary Clinton, you're fired. Thanks for all you do, Scott.
I'd have taken that for sure.
Yeah, morning. I think the headline is very appropriate for the day for Trump, about him not willing to accept the results of the election. If you go back to the 2012 election, 13 precincts in Ohio voted 99.9% for Obama, a statistical anomaly that not a single person voted for Romney. They had half a dozen to a dozen write-in candidates, but not a single vote for Romney in 2012. Out of 13 precincts. If those 13 precincts would have been, as they were in 2008, close to 50-50, Romney would have won Ohio. And the same thing in Pennsylvania, and the same thing in, I believe, Idaho. If those three states would have voted for Romney and he would have won, he would have won the election. But there were precincts that were off. Trump needs to go on election day, the day after the election, go down precinct by precinct by precinct and look at and compare the totals from 2012 and 2008 and look at the historical voting record of each precinct and determine on whether or not you should challenge them.
Right. What's wrong with that? By the way, Al Gore did it. And a lot of the people that are running around saying, oh, Donald Trump doesn't believe in democracy now because of his answers to say, his answer was, I'll let you know on election day. I'm going to take a look at it. It wasn't, no, I won't accept the results of the election. I don't think it was, but this is where, let's be fair about this. Answering the way he answered, different than his daughter, different than his running mate, Mike Pence, is going to get him in trouble. And by trouble, I mean the media is going to hyperventilate over it. I think there's a way to answer it the same way without giving him the fodder, but the guy's not a politician. He just says it straight up, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the way he answered, but it is being twisted in the media. And I got to tell you, that's unfortunate right now because I think his performance was so good, that would be better to be showcased than his answer to that question. Does that make sense? Let's get your take when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hannon discussing the importance of knowing CPR and how to use an AED.
About 326,000 people experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. It's more than 1,000 per day. And on average, about 90% of them don't make it.
Why don't they make it?
Because no one is performing CPR and no one knows how to use the AED.
So, you know, if you take the survival rate from 10% to 20%, just by more of us getting CPR training and getting serious about this, you save more than 50,000 people every year by your numbers. I mean, this isn't a really heavy lift to save a lot of people.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Look at the calendar and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
National debt, which has not been discussed until tonight. Our national debt as a share of the economy, our GDP, is now 77%. That's the highest since just after World War II. But the nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says, Secretary Clinton, under your plan, debt would rise to 86% of GDP over the next 10 years. Mr. Trump, under your plan, They say it would rise to 105% of GDP over the next 10 years. Question is, why are both of you ignoring this problem? Mr. Trump, you go first.
Well, I say they're wrong because I'm going to create tremendous jobs. And we're bringing GDP from really 1%, which is what it is now. And if she got in, it'll be less than zero. But we're bringing it from 1% up to 4%. And I actually think we can go higher than 4%. I think you can go to 5 or 6%. And if we do, you don't have to bother asking your question because we have a tremendous machine. We will have created a tremendous economic machine once again.
But if you look at the debt, which is the issue you asked about, Chris, I pay for everything I'm proposing. I do not add a penny to the national debt. I take that very seriously because I do think it's one of the issues we've got to come to grips with.
All right, so Donald Trump effectively answered the question from Chris Wallace. Hillary Clinton did not. Donald Trump said, your little nonpartisan group, they don't take into effect take into account the fact that we are going to grow the economy by now at 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, I believe even as much as 5%, and that will end the debt. So I lower taxes, I cut spending, and we take the debt down. Okay, what does Hillary Clinton say? I pay for everything in there. You know what that means? She doesn't pay for it, folks. You pay for it. And then she doesn't address it, says it will not increase the deficit. That's simply not true. He just got done telling her that it would increase the deficit, debt, by his particular source. The question was, okay, you both have plans here for the debt, but my experts tell me that you're going to raise the debt. Trump effectively answers it by saying, wait a minute, I'm going to grow the economy. So you're wrong. And of course, there's no score. There's no analysis of any of these eggheads, experts that takes into account what John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan proved, that if you lower regulation and taxes, you grow the economy. All right? You have more money in the Treasury. Now, unfortunately, subsequent Congresses come along and spend too much. So you can choose some of that. That's the beauty of the Trump plan. Real spending restraint that hasn't been seen in anybody's proposals in a long time, written by folks like Steve Moore and Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer, who are the best of the best. These are the folks that are doing that. This is a rock-solid plan. I didn't think Trump defended it as well as he could, but he got to the key point. I'm going to grow the economy. I'm going to cut taxes. You're going to raise taxes. So a pretty good moment there in the back and forth on an issue so important that it gets just too little attention. Let's get back to the phones here and get your take on what you heard last night. Anything on your mind, lay it on us on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Here's Gib in, where are you calling from, Gib? I don't recognize the community here.
Paxton.
You're in Paxton?
Flaxton. F-L-A-X-T-O-N.
Oh, Flaxton. Okay. All right. Got it. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I wish Trump would have hit her on last night was when she said, well, we can't pay attention to these emails because they were hacked by Russia. Well, there's the key question. How could Russia have hacked our systems? Could it be that she had an unprotected server for over 6 years, that not only when they hacked her, they got access to all other, the State Department, FBI, Justice Department, no telling what else they got into. And this WikiLeaks things, these emails, if you'll notice, these are recent emails. This is after she was out of the State Department and after the subpoena. This is during this election period. I don't think the bombshell emails have hit yet. I think WikiLeaks is building a case of that she runs a corrupt organization, not only from her campaign, but to the Clinton Foundation, and that if the Clinton Foundation is corrupt and her campaign is corrupt, now with these videos coming out of they've been busting people in to rig elections for 50 years and Romney not getting a single vote in precincts, number one, that's mathematically impossible. And number two, the only way they're doing it is by rigging the system. Trump's absolutely right. And we as citizens do have a responsibility to keep an eye on these folks. Nobody seems to remember that the Black Panthers in cities were keeping people away from polling places. So I think the bombshell of WikiLeaks hasn't hit yet. And when they want to use Russia as a distraction that none of this stuff should be believed, Russia, if they were the ones that hacked it, and I don't believe they were, I think this is all inside information leaks, because if you'll notice, when Debbie Wasserman Schultz got her behind canned, those leaks could have come from DNC members, and nobody's talking about that shortly after Debbie Wasserman Schultz gets canned, four DNC members wind up dead. So.
All very good points, Skip. All very good points. Here's one thing I want to say. If, you know, I looked at my daughter's emails, and in there, there was some exchange back and forth on something that, is she shouldn't be doing, right? I mean, she's going out to drink at some party or something that, you know, the rules clearly say she can't do. If I come back to her and say, you know, hey, why are you doing that? She said, well, how'd you get that email? Who gave you that email? What? You can't, who cares who gave you the email? Is this true or not? And I am just staggered by the fact they get by with that as a defense. Donna Brazile, who is now the acting head of the Democratic National Committee, was on last night with Megyn Kelly, just getting destroyed about this because she had said in one of her emails, from time to time I get the questions at debates, right? And then the question that was in that email train was actually used at one of the debates between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton on the death penalty. You should hear, I'm not going to be persecuted. Those emails came from Russia. No, answer the question. Well, is it true or not? I don't know if it's true or not. It's your email. You said it. You know, it's unbelievable. I do wish Trump would come back with, look, if they were stolen by Russia, that's your fault because you don't do basic, simple IT security and follow the rules. You break the law and then you go on to delete emails. Right. So he's got a twofer on that to not only take her on for what's factually in these emails, but also tie it back to her reckless behavior with how emails are handled. Right.
Well, and there's another side of that, too. Apparently, they're still not securing their stuff.
How do we know that? You're saying today?
Well, that one gal that was leaking the questions to her campaign, that's recent. That's within 6 months.
Yeah, during the debates, during the primary debates. Sure, yeah.
So what I'm saying is that the hacking, whoever, that they can blame it on the Russians if they want to.
Yeah, I'm with you, Gib, completely. Nice to hear from Flaxton and Burke County today. Peter and Fargo, Ed and Bismarck, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4 for $4 special. It's the best. A hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, $4. All day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Secretary Clinton, I want to clear up your position on this issue because in a speech you gave to a Brazilian bank for which you were paid $225,000, we've learned from the WikiLeaks that you said this, and I want to quote, "My dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders." So that's
Thank
the
you.
Question. That's the question. Please quiet everybody. Is that your dream, open borders?
Well, if you went on to read the rest of the sentence, I was talking about energy. You know, we trade more energy with our neighbors than we trade with the rest of the world combined. And I do want us to have an electric grid, an energy system that crosses borders. I think that will be a great benefit to us.
What in the world does that mean? That'd give anybody comfort? Back on What's on Your Mind.
She's the energy
analysis.
President now? Is
yeah,
that
I don't, yeah, open borders for energy. I think that's a good way to get out of being caught on emails. Texter says, who cares where the emails got hacked from? Point is what the emails show no matter where they came from. Exactly. Another says, let's get real for a minute. Had Russia really hacked her, they'd be trying to get her the votes. Then they'd be able to blackmail her. She'd be the puppet, not Trump. Another, no amount of media talking heads can make me unsee the video of Democrats plotting voter fraud and funding by shell companies. That's called rigged. Yeah, that's another phrase that Donald Trump's getting in a little trouble for, using the term rigged as much as he is. Back with more on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Speaking of energy and open borders, there's a huge difference in this election. We have in this state an industry that employs a lot of people. That what do? They get up every day. They work hard. They go to a coal mine. All right. They go into our power plants. And the coal mines take coal out of the ground, get it over to the power plant. Power plant generates electricity, puts it on the grid, sends it not only to North Dakota, but to places, population centers throughout the upper Midwest. And the ultimate product is affordable energy. It's affordable energy. It's also reliable energy, which in this part of the world means something. Middle of the dead of winter, you know, dead of summer with the heat. Pretty darn important. That's what the industry's all about. If you want to save it, preserve it, maintain it, make sure it's there, and simply ask for coal to be part of an all-of-the-above energy solution, then join the Army to defend the folks that are fighting a war against coal right now at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Peter in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, this is Peter.
I hear you, Peter. Go ahead.
The previous caller, I think, was talking about videos that I watched that were part of the James O'Keefe investigation heard on the Fox Radio News Network, linking the DNC and Clinton campaign to dirty tricks and election rigging. It reveals how Shirley Teeter, the 69-year-old lady who claims she was assaulted at a Trump rally in North Carolina, was actually one of the operatives of the group. And the group also was seen boasting, taking credit for shutting down the Trump rally in Chicago. The study or investigation names names and organizations linked to these deplorable acts at the request of the DNC and the Clinton campaign while giving them plausible deniability. This is exactly what Nixon was impeached for, and I'm wondering where the Bob Woodwards and the media are on this.
They're gone. They don't exist. They don't exist. They're not there anymore. A Republican candidate for president, for sure, and in many cases, Republican candidates for top offices in the Senate, the House, they not only have to defeat the Democratic candidate, they also have to defeat the media, because it's where it's at. I mean, and because Donald Trump's not of the system, of not, you know, in the mix, that they even hate him worse. So you couldn't be any more right. On the other hand, gosh, all we can do is, you know, I posted that campaign video you're talking about, not campaign video, but the Veritas expose. And, you know, I saw it was shared like 100 and some odd times. That's the way to do this. If I'm sharing it, Peter, if you're sharing it, if your friends and neighbors are sharing it, then the media becomes irrelevant, right? Because this information gets out anyway. A savvy voter out there goes and finds it. It's unbelievable what you find in this video and what's happened.
I believe it totally vindicates Trump and what he's saying, and it's just unbelievable that they would look the other way at this kind of damning evidence. You know, I thought the whole thing was very well made and totally vindicates Trump in what he's saying.
I'm looking at an NPR description of it right now, and you know, of course, it says dismisses it as from a conservative. Again, that's sort of like dismissing the emails because you think they come from Russia and Russia's leaking them. No, you know, go to the facts and deal with it. They do mention in here the history of James O'Keefe, who's the head of this Project Veritas, exposing Acorn, because remember that was his videos that did that, and they were doing all the things they were getting Acorn staffers offering advice on how to avoid taxes and, you know, all the things that they were doing illegally. And what happened? In many cases, Congress dug into it, you know, voted to freeze their funding and said, wait a minute, you can't do it. So he was vindicated. The other thing I'll say is one of the big culprits in this was this Creamer fellow. Remember him from the video? The other guy, I forget how to pronounce the other guy's name, the kind of two central figures, that Scott Fogle, I think they call it, his last name was, who was this field director for Americans United for Change, both have been severed from contracts with the Democratic National Committee. Well, wait a minute. If there's nothing wrong with it, if this is doctored, if this is made up, if this is some conservative hit job on them, why do you get rid of them? Why do you fire them?
Yeah, and isn't Creamer a husband of a Chicago congresswoman?
Yeah, I forget where she's from, but it is somewhere in Illinois. Yeah, member of Congress. Good points, Peter. Appreciate it. Ed and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I've got 2 points I'd like to discuss with you. The first one is I've noted that Chris Wallace was very, very controlled and did a very good job last night. But when I was watching NBC, and when afterwards the NBC crew, Tom Brokaw, F. Chuck Todd, and all them, they were nothing but, it was rigged and said nothing but bad about Trump and everything good. They're so biased, it's just sad. I couldn't watch it anymore. It's just unbelievable. The other thing I would like to say is when Chris Wallace asked Donald Trump about the women's claims that he broke them and did things to them, he responded to that very clearly. But but he also asked Hillary about Bill Clinton's indiscretions. And she got completely off. She didn't even mention it.
I caught that. That was I caught that, too. That was, in other words, Chris Wallace asked her, you know, basically, okay, I'm going to ask Donald Trump about those allegations against him, but we need to ask about Bill Clinton, your husband, as well, and the allegations against him. She never answered it, and he never asked her to answer it.
Never again.
Yeah.
And she couldn't even look into the camera at all. She looked down the whole time and would not respond to it. And I wish that Donald Trump would have came back with it at her to answer that question.
Don't disagree. Here's part of that exchange that you're talking about. Roll that, Debbie Woodrow.
Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Nobody. Nobody has more respect.
Please, everybody.
And frankly, those stories have been largely debunked. And I really want to just talk about something slightly different. She mentions this, which is all fiction, all fictionalized, probably or possibly started by her and her very sleazy campaign. But I will tell you, what isn't fictionalized are her emails, where she destroyed 33,000 emails criminally, after getting a subpoena from the United States Congress. What happened to the FBI? I don't know. We have a great general, four-star general, today. You read it in all the papers, going to potentially serve 5 years in jail for lying to the FBI. One lie. She's lied hundreds of times to the people, to Congress, and to the FBI. He's going to probably go to jail. This is a four-star general. And she gets away with it, and she can run for the presidency of the United States? That's really what you should be talking about, not fiction, where somebody wants fame or where they come out of her crooked campaign.
That was a beautiful pivot for Donald Trump there. Absolutely pitch-perfect pivot, because that question never gets answered, and she gets by with it. It's one of the times she looked like she was ready to tip over. I also thought Trump was fantastic on Iran and Hillary's position on that. Listen to this.
Iran should write us a letter of thank you, just like the really stupid, the stupidest deal of all time. A deal that's going to give Iran absolutely nuclear weapons. Iran should write us yet another letter saying thank you very much. Because Iran, as I said many years ago, Iran is taking over Iraq, something they've wanted to do forever, but we've made it so easy for them. So we're now going to take Mosul, and you know who's going to be the beneficiary? Iran. Boy, are they making, I mean, they are outsmarting. Look, you're not there. You might be involved in that decision, but you were there when you took everybody out of Mosul and out of Iraq. You shouldn't have been in Iraq, but you did vote for it. You shouldn't have been in Iraq, but once you were in Iraq, you should have never left the way. The point is, the big winner is going to be Iran.
The big winner is going to be Iran, and you're getting boatloads of cash. Good stuff. Really is. And folks, giving them cash to then compete with North Dakota. That's what should not be lost on you. When she talks about open borders for energy and that nonsense, by the way, the person who could have approved the Keystone XL pipeline, Secretary of State, her signature was the one that was needed. Do you know who she had in attendance last night in Las Vegas? A fellow by the name of Gene Karpinski, president of the League of Conservation Voters. Do a little research on that guy and what he wants in the way of energy development in the country. Jonathan Nez, Navajo Nation Vice President, who, by the way, was at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe protest, one of the lawbreakers supporting the tribe's resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline. This is Hillary Clinton, who is yet to take a yes or no position on whether the pipeline should receive a permit, thank you very much, to cross the Missouri, while the administration reviews the issue and echo of her long silence on the Keystone XL Pipeline. North Dakotans, you need to care. There's no doubt Donald Trump will win 19 days from today on Election Day in North Dakota. But you've got friends and neighbors in key states. That's where a difference can be made still in this election.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here. You know, I've really enjoyed my conversations with Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. I've learned a lot about hot tub use. I have one myself. I absolutely love it. And the one thing Vince says that's really stuck with me is how every day is made better. Well, I agree with that. I love it. Then I heard the story of Dave, and I say, nothing compares to this. He credits what he's able to do every day to a hot spring spa. Every day made better. Right, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been busting up for most of my life. Had a oil rig accident back in the 80s where it broke my back and bones in my feet and my ankles. And, you know, now that I'm 57 years old, arthritis has kind of set in and, you know, just not as physically fit as I once was. So I get up every day pretty much in some sort of pain somewhere throughout my body. So I go right to the hot tub. I'm in that hot tub every day, a lot of times at about 5 a.m. for 25, 35 minutes, something like that. But when I get out, I feel totally renewed. And it's, for me, it's an everyday deal. It's a must do. And my wife and I both enjoy it. I mean, she's in there just about every day. And I don't know how I'd even be able to function without that thing, honestly.
How's that for every day made better? Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Next to Spitfire, West Fargo, in front of Sam's Club, Bismarck, the old Marketplace Dollar location in Minot, and South Washington, Grand Forks, in front of Kmart.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Saying that we need to put more money into the Social Security Trust Fund, that's part of my commitment to raise taxes on the wealthy. My Social Security payroll contribution will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund by making sure that we have sufficient resources.
I don't know if you heard him, but he says she's such a nasty woman. You know, I mean, who does that? I mean, it's not done in politics. And he is just saying exactly what's in his head when these vicious attacks come his way. So I got to tell you that, you know, while I wouldn't say that about Hillary Clinton, I think there's a lot of us that think it, and he just says it. You know, so there's something refreshing in that, no doubt about it. High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. And, you know, we talked to a lot of growers that were battling a windy spring and drift this year and worry about, hey, that can be a concern, right? Did you know that Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system? That's right. I want you to have the right equipment next go around. So you get to select your droplet size and keep that through the entire day, no matter what speed you're traveling. High Plains Apache. .com. Great place for you to do a little shopping right now, a little browsing, or come and see them in Mandan, Frontier, south of Fargo as well. They have the ET Ag Center, too, for 50,000 sprayer parts for not only Apache brand, but any brand if you're, getting things fixed up as harvest winds down here. Stop and see them. 1701 East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier, or online at High Plains Apache. .com. HighPlainsApache.com. Here's a call that came in during the break on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys. You're exactly right. The media is not reporting at all Veritas or the WikiLeaks. That's why it is so important. Democrats, their electorate does not realize what's going on at all. Last night, a lot of the stuff Trump said went right in one ear and out the other because they have no clue. That is why it's so important to copy and paste and copy and paste on liberal websites so you inform the public what is going on so you can bring them up to speed and open up their eyes. Thanks, and thanks for your show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Very much great advice. Just, do your part. You know, really, North Dakotans are going to be smart enough to vote for Donald Trump. I can safely say that by a big margin, big league margin. So how do North Dakotans help impact the election? Find a friend or family member in one of these states that's on teetering back and forth right now. Go to an Ohio or Florida or Pennsylvania. Find a Obama state last go-around like Nevada or Iowa, some of these states that now are in play. In fact, that's to me what I'm holding on to very closely right now. That Trump is ahead or tied in six states Obama won last go-around. Okay? That's a big Trump card for him. It's all a state-by-state race now. This national poll stuff matters not. It really doesn't. It's what's going to happen? Which direction are these tight states going to go one way or the other? That's where you can make a difference. You find friends, family members in those places, and you make a difference. All right, let me get to everybody left wanting to weigh in here on the program with your best 30 seconds. Okay, go to it. John, give it to me. You're up.
Scott, thanks. America's relationship with Israel has not been discussed very much, but the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump has pledged that he would be a president that would support Israel, that he would help defend Israel, that he would be a president who would see to it that America becomes Israel's real friend again. Hillary Clinton wants to divide Israel, divide Jerusalem, side with the Palestinians' terrorist government.
All right, there's your 30 seconds. Good stuff, though, John. Couldn't agree anymore. Take a look at some of the WikiLeaks on Israel. Look at the disdainful things her top operatives are saying about Israel, and tell me what she really believes about that. Jeff Newtown, 30 seconds, go. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, hey, look, Hillary Clinton can't talk about any issue that Americans care about because she's either on the wrong side of it or she's mucked it up or she's lied about it. All the while in political office, she's got a horrible record. And this other thing that she mentioned last night in debate, maybe it was discussed or not, but when she gave the response time to a nuclear launch, isn't that some sort of a breach of national security? She should be thrown out.
You're a smart dude. You're a smart dude, Jeff. Here's what she said. Listen to this, folks.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. And that's why 10 people who have had that awesome responsibility have come out and in an unprecedented way said they would not trust Donald Trump with the nuclear codes or to have his finger on the nuclear button.
Yeah. Why is she saying that number? By the way, a lot of generals are talking about this as well. Mainstream media is busy, dilly-dallying over Trump drivel. But very good catch. Reg, quickly, about 10 seconds for you.
Yeah, so this would be the copy and paste one, Scott. Number one, about 5 days ago, an FBI agent supposedly released some information about this Patrick Kennedy guy in the State Department wanting to have a meeting with the FBI to reclassify an email of Hillary Clinton's. They refused to do it. Very interesting on what that email was. And
very good point, Reg. Very, very good point. Tim and Edgley, Fred and Wing will put you first tomorrow. Sorry I didn't get to you. Ron emails, enough of the Clinton talk. She's not worth the time. We all know Trump will win the election and Clinton will get the office. Trump will win the election and Clinton will get the office. Interesting.
Huh?
Let's move on to a bigger and better local topic. How about Nolan Canright for Burley County Sheriff? As well as Mayor Bismarck. I don't know if a seminary will give that up. Appreciate the calls, emails. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Bottineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.